95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, hello. This is, as he said, this is Sandy. It's great to be back. We didn't have a show last week, so you probably heard a replay, I'm assuming. Tonight.
I don't know. Had nothing to do with that. Wasn't here.
You were gone. another vacation.
I was off changing my path. Finding a new path changer, something, or I tried to work it in. I really did.
Well, you did pretty good. So I do have a question because we were talking about this as I walked in tonight.
Sure.
Because I'm still kind of in shock and awe. I've never heard anybody complain about cruise food. Ever. So how was it disappointing?
Okay. Well, all right. So there are different, you know, cruise brands. So you've got like Carnival and Royal Caribbean and Norwegian and Holland. And I think that they're kind of like brands of cars. You've got like Ford and Chevy and Kia. So Kia served the food. In fact, on my comment card, that was one of my complaints. I'm like, none of your staff could speak to me in English. Now, I understand your official language is broken English, but and that's kind of what happened. I mean, if you're on the cruise ship and you're asking for something and they don't understand what it is that you're asking, they kind of giggle a little bit. And then they smile and nod their heads, and then they walk away.
Okay.
Without even attempting to address. Yeah. The first two or three times it was offensive, and then you just kind of understood what happened. Is they don't have a clue.
That's the level of communication that they.
But yeah, Kia.
They can offer.
Kia cooked the food, and
Jake.
Let's see what's worse than Kia. What is a brand that no longer exists? Mercury served the food. It probably had mercury in it. I don't know.
How about Saab?
I was sobbing. I was certainly sobbing.
Yes, that make you sob.
No, it it wasn't to the point where I was like, you know, in deep depression and like, you know, visiting the John very often. That was not a problem. Although, backing up a little bit, this was an 8-day cruise.
Uh-huh.
So if you saw the post on my Facebook page about it's Christmas time, I wear a size 7 Caribbean cruise. Yeah, well, I gained a pound, an 8-day cruise.
Jay.
on like day 6 or day 7, it got to be real interesting. Like there's a place on the boat where the adults can just hang out. It's called the Serenity Deck.
Uh-huh.
So we were there in the hot tub getting our daily briefings from whoever else was in the hot tub. And it was like, one day they're like, yeah, there's things going on this ship. Like, this man attacked this couple, and there was blood all over the place. And you see those bleached spots on the deck? That's where they wiped his blood up from. We're like, okay. And then the next day, they informed us that they being, you know, whoever we were in the hot tub with, informed us that there was disease rampant on the ship, that 15 people had come down with some kind of something or other. And then by the last day, it was an 8-day cruise, so by day 7, the number had risen to 55 people had come down with something. Never validated any of this. It's just the running joke on the ship. You didn't want to go ask the captain, hey, dude, you know.
Just rumbling that you heard.
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
The ship size was perfect. I mean, I've been on ships that were so large that you never saw the same person twice.
Mm-hmm.
I kept running into the same people on this ship. I mean, it was a lot of fun, except for we all got to know each other a little bit too well over 8 days. So.
It would have been really bad if they were the ones with the weird disease, too.
Well, now, I'm going to say I think that really happened. I mean, one night I kept getting woke up by coughing in like the cabin next to mine.
Mm-hmm.
And alternate that with the flushing of the vacuum toilet.
Oh, my.
And then by the next day, I noticed they had ordered room service. So I was happy to get off the boat when we did.
Golly. That's so
and they have wild. They have a 10-day option if you want to go to the Panama Canal. But I'm not sure I can handle 8 again. So I just don't know.
And, like, usually, I really think in my lifetime I've only heard one other person go on a cruise and really have a problem with it. And they came back and said that, for instance, the people on the cruise, they were sanding and varnishing the handrails of the stairway, and it was just, they couldn't believe it was happening while the ship was sailing.
A bit unusual, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I heard rundowns of what it was like to depart from, like, every southwestern or every southeastern cruise terminal, like the differences in departing from, say, New Orleans versus Miami versus, I mean, I heard it all. Like, you can get ambushed if you depart from New Orleans. Those people are just rude.
Wow.
But, yeah, the people that departed from the particular port we departed from, which I'm not going to tell you what it was because it would give away the brand.
Yeah.
But, you know. Oh, they're all so friendly here. Okay, great.
God, and you never found out if that was true about some...
Oh, I didn't ask.
The couple being attacked.
Now, I will tell you that there were almost riots because there were a large number of people on this boat from Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a large number of people on this boat from Alabama.
Oh, gosh.
And those two teams were playing each other the day we left.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was not a game to be found anywhere on the boat. You want to talk about some riots. I mean, they were lucky to have put that down.
And then it sounds
here,
like it was...
Here, have some ice cream. You'll feel better.
Yeah, well, the people couldn't even really, you know, enjoy the food to numb their pain of the football.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure other people... Well, no, because, I mean, that was the running... conclusion as the interviews were conducted daily in the hot tub.
Wow.
The food on that deck is not good, not like it usually is.
Wow. So what's your next plan? What should you have another cruise in mind lined up? Definitely
right, so
not the 10-day.
This one actually was a side effect of the honeymoon cruise from last year.
So, okay. Yeah.
You know, we got married and we were going to do this nice honeymoon cruise last year, and I had this wonderful 8-day Caribbean cruise picked out. And I'm like, hey, look, honey, this will be great. The dates are great. You know, everything will work out. And, you know, the price even looks good. Let's do it. All right, yeah, let's do it. So, you know, 2 or 3 days later, when I figured out I had enough money, I go to book it, and it's not there. But it was right there. I saw it just a couple of days ago. Well, come to find out, we were a year off.
Oh, my goodness.
So when we finally figured that out, I think we were actually, you know, because we went to the Gulf Coast before that,
mm-hmm.
like immediately before that. And I think that was when we were like, do we want to go on that cruise? Can we go on that? Are there any rooms available on it? And then we just kind of, you know, on a whim, sure, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of depressing because a lot of things happened. I mean, Good Hope has, like, become the reigning football team of Coleman County while we were gone.
Aw.
And we missed it. I mean, I got to listen to the replay of it driving home, and it was awesome. I mean, our radio coverage, our guys, just so awesome.
I know.
So, but I will be there Friday night because they made it to round two, so.
Awesome. Good deal. That's so good.
So not planning on leaving again anytime soon. Maybe next September or October, I'll get around to leaving again. But.
Well, why would you want to go away with all this cold weather we're having?
I don't know what to say about that. I mean, it was warm when I left. I don't know what y'all did while I was gone, but it's certainly not the way I left it. So.
Oh, my. The word on the street is that it's going to warm up in the next couple days.
Not the word I heard on the street.
Really?
The only word I heard on the street was, it snowed, it snowed, oh, there's snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was,
okay, wow.
It's pretty wild to wake up to snow today.
This felt like a cold, brisk January or February day. This did not feel like November.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't mind the seasons. I think it's because I come from where we, you know, we just always had very...
Come from a place where there were actually seasons?
Yeah.
Apparently we don't have them here. We went straight from summer to winter. And last year we went straight from winter to summer. So.
Well, in California, it doesn't fluctuate like it does here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty even keeled compared to our weather here. But usually the fall, I can at least sit in the fall and have coffee on my porch. And I haven't had that opportunity yet.
Yeah.
So Well, I hope
I'm still
to.
Trying to wrap my head around how we're supposed to go from, I don't think it got above about 35 today to like 60 on Saturday.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
But I did see the beginnings of the sun as it was setting. So
oh,
I guess,
good.
I guess there is hope.
Man. And I don't want to, I don't want to gripe about the weather, but boy, I do. I do want to enjoy it, but I also do want a little bit of warmth. I couldn't bear it if it went from this straight through to like February like this. That would be tough.
My employees, they couldn't stand. I mean, I was on Facebook like every day, and I was like screenshotting on the mat where we were. I was just kind of rubbing it in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept sending me back private messages of, look at the weather forecast next week. This is what you're coming back to. Well, thanks for ruining it, or trying to ruin it, guys. You didn't quite get there, but.
Well, I'm glad you guys made it back safe and sound.
They've enjoyed it because we haven't forced them to go out and work outside this week. You guys pull out like an Excel spreadsheet and do inventory or something.
Perfect. That works well.
And all I've heard back from them is, hey, it's 3 o'clock. Can we leave early? The sun's going to go down in an hour, man. Can we go home?
And do you find, are you guys already in the holiday spirit?
No.
No? Nope. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
All right. So when you said holiday spirit, I own a radio station. My immediate thought is Christmas music. No, mm-hmm. We are not going to that. We have a longstanding policy around here. No Christmas music until after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We do play a little bit of special Thanksgiving programming. So if you've never listened to Live 95 on Thanksgiving
right.
Day.
That's right. That's right. I love that.
You should tune in. Yep. It's cool. It's cooler than any other radio station in North Alabama, and I can't say that about South Alabama because I might have stole it from a radio station in South Alabama. But, you know, up here, we're in a whole different world, and we like to do cool stuff. You know, Halloween was pretty cool around here. So,
Are you going to Facebook Live Thanksgiving?
That won't be Facebook Live. You'll have to tune in.
Darn. Okay.
But then after that, we'll start sprinkling in some Christmas music.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
And we'll definitely get a little bit. I mean, we were angry at the end of the month before we left to go to the Caribbean and get unangry because, I mean, they were putting out Christmas lights and things in town after Halloween, and we were losing our minds. And it was 8 o'clock at night, and they were still putting these things up. And I'm looking at Melissa going, "Are we paying these people overtime to hang this stuff? Really?" We were Grinches when we got on the boat.
They were hard at it. I mean, they've definitely got it decorated. I think they even had Christmas in Coleman, didn't they? Or the
I don't know. I've heard that it might be this weekend, maybe, okay. Or last weekend. I don't know.
Yeah, they blocked off the streets last weekend and had snow out there, I think. So
then something apparently happened.
Yeah.
I was not here for it.
It's probably good. Probably good you were gone, Jay.
We would have freaked out had we seen snow. Actually, we saw sand. Does that count? Yeah, I think that works pretty
perfect.
Yeah. All right, well.
So, but for Thanksgiving, what's your plan? You got getting together with your whole family?
Yeah, I'm going to get around and count calories. You know, that's what we do every Thanksgiving. So.
You're so silly. You are listening to Path Changes Habits of Health Talk.
I'm thinking some ham. I'm thinking some turkey, some bread dressing. It can't be good to eat something that has bread in the title of it, can it, I guess?
A little bit.
Fried okra. Hey, there's a vegetable.
Hey.
Fried okra.
When we come back from the break, that's what we're going to talk about. Gearing up for the holidays and some healthy holiday strategies.
Hey, y'all. Coming up after the break, you'll actually get the Habits of Health program that you tuned in for.
Woohoo!
Instead of us catching up over the last 3 weeks. But it's all good.
We're all
a big family here. So.
It's live radio. That's what you've taught me.
That's right.
We'll be right back after the break.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. or visit our website, live95kalman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kalman's independent radio.
Allstate agent Ben Sellers is now serving Kalman. He lives and works here just like you. And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Ben is someone you can count on to help protect all that's good in your life. Ben makes it easy to save on the quality protection you need. He'll even do the switching and paperwork for you. You can stop by Ben's new office today for a free quote, located at 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or Highway 31 just north of Highway 157. That's 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest or Highway 31 just north of Highway 157.
The Good Hope Raiders are back in the state playoffs.
This is Dixon. Dixon's got his first down at a hole. 20 following blockers to the 15 to the 10. 5. Touchdown. Raiders. The Raiders have him wrapped up at the 26-yard line. Isaiah Green along with Colton Backwell.
Live 95's Friday Night Live is your Raider station in Good Hope's quest for a state title.
He's got a first down and more. 35-30. Running down to the 29-yard line is Bailey Quick. Quick hands it off to Isaiah Green. Oh, my goodness. Isaiah Green barrels to the line. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Raiders.
This Friday night, the Raiders look to clip the wings of the Jacksonville Golden Eagles in the second round of the state playoffs.
Bagwell gets the handoff again. He's got a hole. 20, 15, 10, 5. He's in the end zone for the Raiders. Touchdown.
Listen locally at 95.5 FM. Stream at www.live95kalman.com. Join us on Facebook or listen anywhere in the world via the TuneIn Radio app. Just search WRJMLP. The Good Hope Raiders host the Jacksonville Golden Eagles this Friday night in the second round of the state playoffs here on your Raider station, Live 95, Kalman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Kalman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Kalman area and most Kalman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Live 95 is Kalman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers, Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers, Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much for coming back. We are going to talk a little bit about how to gear up for the holidays. And this is what I like to share with people when it comes to, here we are. They're here next week. A week from tonight is Thanksgiving, which, by the way,
what time is the buffet you're providing? About 6 o'clock next Thursday night? Here at the radio station.
6 o'clock. Come on down.
Here at the radio station.
I will do it. Mm. You all probably think it's more like cruise ship food that you just came off of, though. You might not want to eat
it. The last time you cooked for us, we were pretty happy people. So.
That's true. That is true. We need to do that again.
We do.
So, Jay,
do
you have a holiday plan? You promised to what?
Shut up and let you finish your show.
Oh.
Not really.
Okay.
Ask me next week.
I will. Okay. I won't be here.
That's right.
You won't either.
Yeah.
So I'll call you. I'll call you and ask you.
We'll figure it out, or you can just tune in live on Facebook. I'm sure I'll post something. So.
Woo! Well, this is the deal. It's a personal choice for everybody, and there's usually three choices. And, because most of the time I'm working with people that are heading towards that healthier.
Eat, sleep, or be merry.
There you go.
Aren't those the three?
eat, sleep, and be merry. I think that's
pretty well covers it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can even add like eat healthy, sleep 8 hours.
It's actually a little depressing, and we have to keep that in mind because a lot of people don't realize this, but these are like, on average, the most depressing time of the year for a lot of people.
It's really hard for a lot of people. You're right.
So
you're right. Yep. Yep. It can be.
And there's a lot of ways people cope with that. One of them is eating.
Yep.
Another is sleeping.
And drinking.
And drinking. Yep. Would that be being merry, I guess?
Yep. Yep. Those libations. Sometimes it's just hard because people are facing family situations that might be a little uncomfortable. Things like that. So
some people even face presidential situations because it's just uncomfortable.
Well,
some people think he's not my president, but
yeah, I don't know. People have asked me, where do you stand politically? And I'm like, you know what?
I stand just as tall as if I'm political than if I'm not political.
You know, people, you know, it kind of depends. It doesn't really matter what side you're on, but like people think it's like the world's coming, you know, it's all going to Hades in a handbag.
We can make this political for about 30 or 45 seconds. So, like, I heard all of these rumors of how Michelle Obama completely changed the diet of, like, all of the schools. Has all that been undone, or have you heard that? Has any of that been changed since the regime changed?
I've heard that it's been undone? No, I haven't heard that it's been undone. Yeah. I haven't really heard it that it's done, to be honest with you, because, I mean, our local schools still...
Nothing changed?
I mean, I don't have children, so I don't have kids in school, but I do know several people that are employed with the schools. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of kids in the county that really struggle when it comes to having food.
Yeah, I did read some news. You think I would have heard it on the radio. And I do hear a lot of news on our newscast here on the radio, but this was local. And it was about our school systems, and it was about the number of people on assistance, and I was shocked. I really was shocked.
And there's a lot of kids are getting backpacks that go home with them because they don't have food provided at home. And that's fine, but what I think the frustrating thing is now breakfast is even provided, but it's not like it's a nutritional choice. I mean, it's like a Danish. It's like...
give you.
Yeah, it's just, it's like stuff like that, and... I'm all for, I don't know, I just think that we have a long way to go and a short time to get there. Well, that's how I feel.
Part of that was represented in a Facebook meme. It had a picture of a salad and a picture of, like, McDonald's French fries. And the salad was, like, $4.99, and the French fries were, like, $1. And they said, this is why we are not healthy.
Mm-hmm. And then also, most people, when they... You know, they think when they hear the word exercise, they're hearing extra fries. And so that makes it hard. I'm just kidding, Jay.
I was following that. I really was.
I don't really have a real huge political stance. I'm more for I feel like the world will be saved in time when people become happy enough, healthy enough, quickly enough is kind of how I feel. And I mean, health is all across the board, you know, healthy body, a healthy mind, and healthy financially. Because if you're at a point and you're not able to even buy food for your kids, you're not, I mean, even if you're at a healthy weight, it really kind of doesn't matter because that's got to stress you out.
I have a tough time weighing that, and part of that is this. I mean, if you prioritize your Facebook account and your smartphone above feeding your kids, then you probably should go get a flip phone.
Oh, I agree. I agree. You may not, you know, soda may not be on the agenda, and smokes may not be, you know, and I'm not saying that.
I think it's more of an addiction kind of thing, and I think there have been tests, and I have fallen to some of that. I mean, I have caught myself watching TV late at night thinking, maybe I should check Facebook, maybe Coleman Today or Coleman Sense or Coleman Tribune has posted that there's something happening somewhere, and I need to find out if it's happening.
Yeah.
Which is weird if you sit back and think about it. It's like, No, you don't need to do that.
I have a question for you because this is one of the things that I really do when people start working with me. I try to really guide them to take control of your news feed. If there's just stuff coming through there that I pretty much call people that want to share recipes that'll kill you over and over. I call them repeat offenders. And so, you can snooze those people for 30 days even. You don't have to unfriend people.
And then they come back after 30 days.
Yeah. Well, they come back and you can kind of, are they still offering that? Or is it real political? Or is it, do you take advantage of kind of taking control of your news feed and things
so,
like that?
Yes. For one thing, I don't care what I post. So everything I post is public. I don't care.
Yes.
If I don't want it to be public, then I ain't going to post it.
Yes.
That's just how I look at it.
Yeah.
I pretty much only accept your friend request if I know you or if I have met you or some of our mutual connections, I can figure out how I know you from. Mm-hmm. If you're somebody that I don't recognize by name, but 9 of my business associates that I see at trade shows in Las Vegas are your friends, then that's probably how I know you. And I may not even accept your friend request at that point. I may vet you out for a couple of days to see if you send me a private message or if you're just, stalking me or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really low count of friends, I've noticed, compared to some other people. There are some business people in this town with over 7,000 friends, if that's even possible. I thought it capped at 5,000.
Wow.
I have like 512.
I don't
think I know 512 people. I might. I don't know. In terms of everyone else's news feeds, if you're somebody that I know, but all of a sudden you've got a job doing multi-level marketing and that's all you talk about, we're not going to be friends much longer.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll notice I'm gone, but probably not.
Yeah.
I've unfriended a person or two like that who refriended me later. I was like, well, did you figure that out? There are some people that I knew 10 or 15 years ago, in high school, like I met on high school field trips or thing, that I, had pretty good relationships with. And as we've gotten older and our country has gotten more politically divided, I could just tell just from the way they posted and the way that I posted and some of the things that I shared that we did not have similar political beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of these people, this happened about 3 weeks ago. They were from Texas and, congratulated me on getting married and wanted to see what I was up to. And then proceeded to unload all of their health problems and how they had done something. And, I knew they didn't have a job. And so I felt like I was going to get, just kind of repeat messages over and over about kind of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So after 2 or 3 days, I decided to purposely share some of the stuff that was floating around Alabama about certain things. And all of a sudden, I didn't hear from this person anymore. And I checked and I was no longer their friend. So, I manipulate things in kind of a subtle way sometimes.
Because I even noticed recently that even prescription drugs are coming through as sponsored.
Yeah.
And that's just amazing. Oh, you were... there's so much to talk about.
Facebook's like, take my money.
Yeah. Yep. It's pretty... It's interesting, though. I mean, even in... I don't know. But
we're going to get a bigger lobby. The lobby is like full of people out here.
We've got a great show coming up next. So listen, in respects to the holidays, focus on friends and family. Take a deep breath.
Yeah, if you haven't checked on somebody in a while and you don't really know how they're doing and you're kind of letting yourself down a little bit on the friendship ladder, maybe you should just go pop in and say hi.
Yeah. That's what the time is. And, Jay, it's a great conversation because there are a lot of people are just really hurting, even aside from it being the holidays. So.
I'm kind of scared to death because I don't have any kids either.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be like 94 and sitting in a basement wondering, is anyone going to check on me?
Aww.
I hope I got a ways to go.
Hey, it cracks me up. I was thinking the other day people, will say, oh, you don't have kids? Oh, like it's – and then – part of me is just like,
It is a double-edged sword because you are so much freer because you don't have kids, but then you miss out on so many of the joys of having kids.
You miss out on having them kids do the chores and clean your house for you. That's what I'm talking about.
My kids wouldn't do that. I'm scared to death even thinking about, you know, you watch an episode or two of Criminal Minds or something like that about what kids are doing now, and it's like, oh my God, no, don't put me in that situation.
Hey, if you're looking
my
for some...
My daughter's not leaving the house till she's 30.
Woo! If you're looking for some support around the holidays in respects to reaching your goals and all of that good stuff, find me on Facebook. Just go to path-changers.com. That should lead you to me, and we'll talk. All right.
And never fear, because if you are burned out on all of the Christmas music that's just now starting to play, when we launch ours, it's different. You'll like it. Trust
me. And, yeah, tune in on Thanksgiving. What's the Thanksgiving times?
All right, so I think we do it at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock, or maybe we do it at 12 o'clock and 5 o'clock. But listen to the station the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And we'll tell you what's happening and when it's happening, and it's really cool. You gotta check it out.
Hey, stay tuned, because Coleman Live on 95.5 is coming up next, and you are listening to Coleman's own independent radio station.
We're
proud
real.
To be here. We are real.
We're awesome. Behind the microphones, yelling at each other.
We won't be on Habits of Health next week, but
that's
have
right.
A great
We're
going to
be talking about health, but not on the radio.
So. Yes. Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.